Now, chapter 42, again, we have here this subject, Jesus, the servant of Jehovah. Then the polemic against idolatry and Israel, the servant of Jehovah. Isaiah's just gradually, in each chapter, he's working up to his condemnation of idolatry. Now, we find here that the nation Israel is called the servant of Jehovah. And the servant of Jehovah is Israel. And also the Lord Jesus Christ is the servant of Jehovah and is so called that in both Mark and in Matthew. And he made it very clear. He says the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Give his life a ransom for many. That is something that Mark emphasizes, is the servanthood of the Lord Jesus. That's in Mark 10:45, the verse that I quoted. Now you have first the servant of Jehovah. That's the Lord Jesus in the first 7 verses. And then have here the scourge or the sacrilege of idolatry, that is graven images. And that's 8 through 17. And then the servant of Jehovah, that's Jacob the nation, by the way. Now he says here, behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Now this is a call to consider the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is applied to him. And it says here, and we've emphasized this before, a bruised reed shall he not break. The smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. That's verse 3. And that's quoted in Matthew 12:20. You see, the Lord Jesus didn't have to move in with a club. He cleansed the temple. But he didn't wade in to the Pharisees, religious rulers, or to the sinner. You know, you just let sin take care of itself. Smoke and flax. A man keeps on in sin. It'll break out in flame finally. The wages of sin is death. Always works that way. You couldn't change that. Now, the Lord Jesus is God's servant. This is a marvelous section. Then in verse 8 here, we have idolatry. Will you notice this? He says, I'm the Lord. That's my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. God will not share his glory with another. That's something that's quite interesting today. God has never promised to bless an individual, an organization, or church. God has promised to bless his word. Only that which will bring glory to his name. And he won't share his glory with another. Now, he begins to move into this area here. He talks here about the scourge of idolatry. And he says, verse 10, sing unto the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. All creatures on this earth will someday sing praises to God. Now, the Lord says, verse 15, I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all the herbs. I'll make the rivers islands. I'll dry up the pools. The physical earth is to be affected by his judgment. And I'll bring the blind by a way that they knew not. This is the way he leads his own. You and I are blind to the future. He's not. And he'll lead all who put their trust in him. And they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images that say to the molten images, you're our gods. The idolaters, you see, are warned here. God says judgment is coming. Then we have here the statement concerning Israel, verse 19, who is blind but my servant? This is his condemnation of his own people. And he speaks of them in verse 22, this is a people robbed and spoiled. Why? Why, because of the fact they've turned away from God and they have turned to idols. My, what a marvelous section this is.